Bob Muscatel Show, and always nice to have this guy on once a week. He's Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny, the very popular baseball author who has given us the new Baseball Bible, which is, it's a must-have. It's just, I don't know any other way to say it. If you're a baseball fan, it's a must-have. I've got it here, and it's available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And Baseball's Memorable Misses, which is out there and about right now. You can find it. And matter of fact, I'm going to find it in the mail pretty soon because Dan's put a copy out to me, and we're going to chat with him very soon about that. But today we've got something different in mind. Good morning, Danny. How you doing there, buddy boy?
No, I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Listen, you're looking forward to the season. When does the season start, by the way? I know we're in spring training now, but when's the season start?
End of next month, actually March 30th. I think March 30th is opening day for most teams.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, very good. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know you are as well, and I know you love to travel, and we're going to talk Grand Junction, Colorado. Give me a couple of items about Grand Junction.
Well, number one, it's in western Colorado, and it's a land of water, 300 lakes, two rivers, a lot of waterfalls, and it's a home of a lot of things that people like to see. Colorado National Monument, also known as the Heart of the World, and Grand Mesa, the world's largest flat-top mountain with four seasons of recreation. So there's a lot of stuff out there to see, and there's a lot more I want to talk about.
Perfect. Let's talk a little about Rattlesnake Arches. That's a great name. Tell me about that.
Well, it's got the second most arches in one place anywhere in the country, and that was surprising to me because there's an Arches National Park. So Rattlesnake Arches is right up there in competition with Arches National Park. And there are a lot of scenic drives out there, too. A Rimrock Drive through Colorado National Monument to the Fruit and Wine Byway. I love the name of that. And then try the Grand Mesa National Scenic Byway, or drive actually anywhere in Grand Junction. It's a beautiful place, temperate weather, spring conditions, and early bloom by mid-March. That's only less than a month away.
And not a lot of crowds, so if you're worried about going there at the wrong time, any time sounds like a good time.
It is. 76% of Grand Junction's area, that's Mesa County, Colorado, is public land, so there's natural social distancing. And the sports for all seasons. Right now you have skiing and snowboarding, cross-country, snowshoeing, ice fishing, all within 45 minutes of town. But as the weather warms up, Grand Junction is a designated creative arts district with 115 sculptures and murals, and no day is ever a total bust.
And a great place to be riding your bike, and you can get to a lot of different places on mountain bikes. Man, that's going to appeal to a lot of people.
Right, and there's a place called Lunch Loops and anything dealing with food. I like that name. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and talk about some of the parks out there. They've got 45 of them out there.
Right. In fact, downtown, by the way, is a designated park area all by itself. And there are trees all over the place, aspens, ash, cottonwood, willow, silver maple, Siberian elm, pine trees. So there's shade everywhere once it gets hot, and it does get hot out there in the summer.
Yeah, I would imagine. We're talking with Dan Schlossberg all about Grand Junction, Colorado. And, boy, you know, we're just talking about biking and hiking and that kind of thing. Well, they've got a lot of trail connectivity out there, so all the trails are kind of interconnected. Great place to hike and bike.
And the area has one of the state's most diverse interconnected trail networks, and it's dog-friendly for the most part, too.
Yeah.
Many shops welcome canines, and most restaurants have outdoor patios. So I like that a lot.
And if you're not finding a place to stay, you're just not looking hard enough, they've got a lot of different lodging options. Very affordable, too, right?
Very, very much so. They have hotels, motels, RV parks, inns, 150 options in the vacation home category, and we've talked about that before. I love that.
Yeah. Picnics, playgrounds, great place for the family, huh?
24 picnic shelters can be reserved, 28 playgrounds for kids. So a very recreational-minded place.
Yeah.
In fact, all of Colorado is.
You know, I've never played disc golf, but that's big out there, apparently, and I've seen it played. It looks fascinating, and you can do that out there at Grand Junction.
Yes, you can. They have four different disc golf courses. Hmm. Each one has its own scenery, so you should try them all.
All right. And tell me about the Mesa Mall.
Mesa Mall is a typical mall, but it has Home Goods, Dillard's, Target, also called Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and my favorite, Victoria's Secret.
Hey, easy now. Okay. If you can't find a good place to eat, again, you're not looking hard enough. 260 restaurants out there.
That's a lot of restaurants, and they range from farm to fork to a James Beard-nominated chef restaurant.
All right, and tell me about some of the other locations out there that are a quick hour or two away.
Right. If you use Grand Junction as your home base, it's 2 hours to Aspen or Snowmass, 2 hours to Moab, Glenwood Springs, Ouray, Vail, and Telluride. A lot of great places. You can stay out there for a whole month and see all those places.
Yeah, I would imagine. We're talking with Dan Schlossberg about Grand Junction, Colorado. And if people are thinking about moving out there, Colorado Mesa University is the fastest growing university in USA. I didn't know that. I don't know if you did, but I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either. In fact, I had never heard of Colorado Mesa University, but I'm sure everybody will soon if it's so doing so well, prospering so well.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get out there, too. On Grand Junction Regional Airport, 150 one-stop connections and direct flights to six cities, including Denver, Dallas, and Las Vegas.
And this is going to appeal to Danny, obviously, as a baseball fan. Got some great events out there, like the Junior College Baseball World Series.
That's right. Anything with baseball is good for me. And concerts coming up by Ice Cube, Jim Gaffigan, and Country Jam.
And they've got mass transit out there, so it's easy to get around, too, right?
Yes. Bustang is easy, affordable way to get around Colorado. It connects Grand Junction with Denver, Durango, Telluride, and more. And by the way, if you haven't seen that Durango-Silverton old-time train, a steam train from 1880, you're missing something.
Nobody loves trains more than Dan Schlossberg. And looks like you can go to visitgrandjunction.com and find out everything you need to know, right?
That is correct. And next week, we're going further west. We're going out to celebrate San Francisco's multiple anniversaries.
All right. Very nice. I know that's one of your favorite cities out there, San Francisco, right?
It is. It's number one on my list.
Perfect. All right. Danny, listen, thanks for bringing us up to speed on Grand Junction, Colorado. I love taking a trip every week with Danny. We get to pack light, and we find out a little bit about certain areas. So we're looking forward to next week already. Dan, stay safe, my friend. Always good to talk with you. We'll talk next week.
That'll be great, Bob. Thanks a lot.
You bet, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg. Travel Thursdays with Danny here at WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM, and streaming, too, at WLISWMRD.net.